Hi, this is Jeff Siegel, and we're doing the inaugural Advocate Radio podcast, Advocate Radio, where it's all about the neighborhood. We're going to talk about the Lake Highlands Town Center, and today we have our publisher, Rick Womry. Rick, how are you?
Good.
And we have Carrie Mitchell, who's got an outstanding story in this month's Advocate magazine about the Town Center. Carrie, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. All right, so I know we're all very excited to do this first podcast. But we don't have to talk about that too much. But Carrie, why don't you give us an overview of what you discovered in writing the story and talk a little bit about what you think it's going to mean to Lake Highlands.
I think the most interesting thing when we sat down with Mark Henderson, who is Prescott Realty's Managing Retail Director, is the shift that has taken place over the last few weeks and months with Prescott Realty and the way they're viewing the Town Center and how they're going to market it and basically make it. They really focused on national retailers in the beginning. He mentioned places like White House Black Market, Chico's, places you might find in North Park, but also might find in the Preston Royal Shopping Center area. But they're basically have been hearing for over a year now that no one is doing any new deals and in fact is cutting back. So they're shifting their focus to do more of a neighborhood service oriented center. I think that was the term he used. More local flower shops or local restaurants or local service shops inside the Town Center. So that was really interesting to me, and I think especially interesting to people in the neighborhood might be that they're planning to try to come up with something where they have incentives for neighborhood restaurants or retailers to move into the Town Center. Now how that's going to affect other retail areas around Lake Highlands might be interesting.
You know, one of the things that we've been talking about since the spring of 2007 when the Town Center plan was announced, and Rick has mentioned this many times, is what's called cannibalization of retail. And Rick, could you explain a little bit about what that is and what it looks like may happen here with the Town Center?
Well, cannibalization would basically mean just taking one retailer from one strip center and moving it to another one. And I think that's what we're looking at here with the way the Town Center will probably unfold. And it's not necessarily a bad thing because there are some retail centers that are just plain worn out. And the Town Center, you know, it sounds like it's going to be a great place. The problem is just going to be, I think the theory, as you read the magazine story, what the Prescott people were saying is that they hope to attract maybe a second store from a smaller retailer. And there just aren't that many smaller retailers who have the resources to do a second store. So what that means is that retailers maybe along Northwest Highway or in some of the other strip centers are going to have to make a choice. Do they want to be in the new Town Center or do they want to be in the older strip center where they already are? And most people are going to pick the new one.
The other problem, which I think, and I'm surprised it took Prescott this long to figure it out, Carrie, the other thing I'm curious about is we're talking awfully high-end retailers that they were looking at, the Chico's and the Black and Whites. Were they surprised they weren't able to find anybody?
You know, I think they were surprised. I got the sense from Mark that when they started this project, they fully intended to attract people to something a little bit different. Obviously, this isn't North Park, and they were going to be a little bit lower rent than that. And they even felt like it was different than, you know, the Park Lane project or the project going over at Walnut Hill and Central Expressway. It was just going to be more neighborhood-oriented. And they have been telling the story of Lake Highlands and how Lake Highlands people want this kind of thing to happen in Lake Highlands. They are looking for restaurants. They are looking for places to shop close to home. They found that out very early on in their surveys. In fact, Mark Henderson, who actually lives in Lake Highlands, is often just completely dumbfounded walking around in the grocery store and people will approach him and know everything about the pending Sprouts deal and want to ask all kinds of questions. And he's just in some ways going, how do these people know all of this, but they know people really, really care, and they've been trying to sell the Town Center based on that. But the truth is that as it's gone on, and especially as the economy has been so affected, it's just not working. People are not only not moving into these new places right along major highways, they're not moving in anywhere, and they're actually cutting back. So it's having, they're really having to just completely change their thinking and hope for the best with something new, I think.
Did you tell the guy from Prescott that people know about Sprouts because they read it first on our blog?
Well, he did mention the blog, and he said there are people at Prescott who read Backtalk Lake Highlands regularly and just absolutely kind of read all the comments and everything. And
all right, Carrie, so what we're talking about here, one of the big things everybody in Lake Highland wants to know is they've been waiting since the spring of 2007. When are we going to start to see some work on the town center other than a lot of empty lots?
You know, when I talked to Mark, he basically kept using the time frame of 2 years. And he was talking about that in the sense of it's difficult to even try to get people to think out that far right now. That was 2 years was basically something both that they felt was kind of up against them in trying to convince people to move into the town center, because they're basically saying this is going to be great and wonderful and here it is, but you're not actually going to see anything for 2 years. Yet they also feel like with the neighborhood service-oriented retail center that 2 years could work to their advantage, because there might be people who right now are waiting out the rest of a lease or might have some time to think about moving there, so that might work in their favor. So I think we're still looking another couple of years here, and I think he said one of his, what they don't want is to have a bunch of empty lots, and time will tell what happens with that.
So we're looking soonest 2011.
It looks like it at this point.
So even for the Sprouts?
No, that I don't know. Last I checked, they were still in negotiations and trying to figure out the final, you know, lease agreements for that. And once that happens, I think he feels like that will create some leasing momentum. And they are still feeling like, interestingly enough, the retailers are going to be a tough sell, but restaurants, they still feel like are going to be really attracted to the town center. People in Lake Highlands want places very close to home to come eat, and so they're also banking on putting a lot of restaurants in there. But restaurants are going to be like everyone else right now.
Yeah, with Chili's, with Macaroni Grill, Chili's deciding to close a whole bunch of stores. They announced that today. I want to get something forward. I got a question I want to ask you about time frame, because you're back on commercial real estate. But I guess we should probably also say something right now, for people who don't know, but Sprouts is a natural grocery store, a Whole Foods sort of deal. It looks like they're going to go into the town center. Is that what we're looking at here?
That's what Mark basically indicated. You know, nothing has been signed on the dotted line, and there were a few times he mentioned, you know, the grocer anchor, and they still use that kind of terminology, which Prescott has used the entire time as I talked about the town center. But this was the first time I heard him say Sprouts over and over again. That doesn't mean it's a final deal, but I think it's probably, it looks like it's pretty close. We'll find out here within the next week or two, and we'll be letting you know on the blog.
All right, Rick, so two questions for you. One of which is, we've waited 2 years to find out it's going to take another 2 years for the town center. Number one, how typical is that? Number two, if in fact they can sign Sprouts, which by all indications is a terrific chain, a terrific grocery store, I'm assuming that will make it easier to lease the rest of the center.
Well, I think real estate developers, which is the good thing about them, is that they're always optimistic. You know, and originally this was supposed to be a 2 or 3 year buildup for the whole thing. And now we're 2 years down the road, and now we're looking at probably another 2 years, even after Sprouts is announced, before the Sprouts and probably a little strip center would be around it. But typically a Sprouts is, I don't know, 10, 15,000 square feet, something like that.
I think it's a little bit bigger than that, but
20 maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not a huge grocery store compared to, say, a Whole Foods or Albertsons or whatever. And the original plans for the town center, just for the retail part, if I recall correctly, were about 300,000 square feet. So you take, you know, 20,000 square feet of Sprouts, and then you add a couple of smaller neighborhood retailers, and they'll typically take 1,500 to 2,500 square feet. I mean, it's going to take, in my opinion, 8 to 10 years to build 300,000 square feet of retail there, if that even happens. And I have my doubts about that at this point.
Yeah, 300,000 square feet of retail, because I know we've talked about that a lot. 300,000 square feet of retail, it's shopping mall size retail. And there's already a shopping mall on the other side of Central Expressway that people can go to.
Well, I think given the competition, too, with Timber Creek up the Northwest Highway and Skillman and, you know, all the other strip centers, too, I'll be very surprised if they don't have to go back and change the zoning out there. There's not going to be 300,000 square feet of retail at the town center, in my opinion.
All right, so Carrie, now you're the expert. You've done all the research. You've written the story. Give us a best guess, because everybody in Lake Highland will want to know, when do you think we will see some stores, we'll see a grocery store at the town center?
Well, I think leases could be signed. Well, I think the lease for the grocery store could be signed fairly soon. Now, when we'll actually see it, I don't know how that works as far as timelines for build-outs and that sort of thing. If it does what Prescott is hoping and starts creating some of that leasing momentum, then we might start hearing about additional stores and shops. The thing that makes me doubtful is that every other place that we're writing about and looking at, whether it's Mockingbird Station or Park Lane or the Walnut Hill Central development, we're slowly seeing some stores come into those types of places, but we're also hearing that stores are dropping out or shrinking. So it will just depend on whether people somehow believe in the town center project or whether everybody just wants to stay safe right now and not start anything new.
Rick, 2011 is the earliest. What do you think is a realistic, is your background in commercial real estate, is a realistic time frame that somebody in Lake Island can be shopping at a store?
12 to 18 months is probably about the earliest I would say that the Sprouts would probably be open. It doesn't take them that long to build them, but I just think the way the real estate and the financial environment is today, I don't see anything even starting construction until the earliest this fall and probably more likely next spring.
So we're looking at 18 months in 2010, so we're looking at...
Now we're probably looking at mid to late 2010, mid to late next year for someone to be shopping at Sprouts.
That's a best case scenario.
I think so.
Okay. And if the economy doesn't pick up, as Carrie says, and everybody's looking at problems, it could be 2011, 2012, 2013.
I think if it takes until 2013 to get an anchor, there's probably a lot of other things that are going to have to be changed at the town center.
And that's actually the subject for our next podcast about this, which Carrie's got a little more reporting to do. But we're going to keep abreast of this. And listen, I think this worked very well, our inaugural Advocate Radio podcast, Advocate Radio, where it's all about the neighborhood. We had Carrie Mitchell, who's our managing editor. We had our publisher, Rick Womrie. Listen, if anybody has comments about this, feel free to email us. And Rick, what's that email address?
It should be podcast@advocatemag.com.
Okay, thank you. podcast@advocatemag.com. You can also check out the Advocate blog, which is on our website, advocatemag.com. I'm Jeff Siegel, and thank you very much.